Today, we will be studying from the book of Joshua, starting in chapter 6, verses 1 through 7. Now, Jericho was shut up inside and outside because of the people of Israel. No one went out, and no one came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have given Jericho into your hand, with its king and mighty men of valor. You shall march around the city, all the men of war going around the city at once. Thus shall you do for 6 days. 7 priests shall bear 7 trumpets of ram's horn before the ark. On the 7th day, you shall march around the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. And when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, when you hear the sound of the trumpet, then all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the walls of the city will fall down flat. And the people shall go up, everyone straight before him." So Joshua the son of Nun called the priest and said to them, "Take up the Ark of the Covenant, and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the Ark of the Lord." And he said to the people, "Go forward, march around the city, and let the armed men pass on before the Ark of the Lord." We have been focusing on the Israelites not doing God's will. I've shown how they really did not follow God. I have also shown that God took action up to including killing those who defied him. What I have shown, of course, is from God's own word and God's own plan. So it is time to see that at times there were ones who did follow God and his commandments to the letter. God says, "I have given Jericho into your hand." The Israelites did not overcome Jericho. God did. Working with God, they will destroy Jericho. The way that they destroy Jericho is very simple. They followed God's commands to the letter. They were the actors in God's play, so to speak. God wrote the script and required no ad-libbing. Let's go to Joshua chapter 6, verses 8 through 11. Joshua chapter 6, verses 8 through 11. "And just as Joshua had commanded the people, the 7 priests bearing the 7 trumpets of ram horns before the Lord went forward, blowing the trumpets, with the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord following them. The armed men were walking before the priest who were blowing the trumpets, and the rear guard was walking after the Ark, while the trumpets blew continually. But Joshua commanded the people, 'You shall not shout or make your voice heard, neither shall any word go out of your mouth until the day I tell you to shout. Then you shall shout.' So he caused the Ark of the Lord to circle the city, going around it once." and they came into the camp and spent the night in the camp. Joshua had commanded the people, and it says they followed him. There was no ad-libbing. Continuing in verse 12 through 14 of chapter 6, Joshua 6, 12 through 14. Then Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priest took up the ark of the Lord, and the seven priests bearing the seven trumpets of ram's horn before the ark of the Lord walked on. And they blew the trumpets continually, and the armed men were walking before them, and the rear guard was walking after the ark of the Lord, while the trumpets blew continually. And the second day, they marched around the city once and returned into camp. So did they for 6 days. And just as Joshua had commanded the people, march around the city once, and that is what they did, which means there was no ad-libbing. Continuing in Joshua chapter 6, verse 15 through 21. Again, that's Joshua chapter 6, verse 15 through 21. On the seventh day, they rose early at the dawn of the day and marched around the city in the same manner seven times. It was only on that day that they marched around the city seven times. And the seventh time, when the priest had blown the trumpets, Joshua said to the people, shout, for the Lord has given you the city, and the city and all that is within it shall be devoted to the Lord for destruction. Only Rahab the prostitute and who all who are with her in her house shall live, because she hid the messengers who we sent. But you keep yourselves from the things devoted to destruction, lest when you have devoted them, you take any of the devoted things and make the camp of Israel a thing for destruction, and bring trouble upon it. But all silver and gold and every vessel of bronze and iron are holy to the Lord. They shall go into the treasury of the Lord. So the people shouted, and the trumpets were blown, and as soon as the people heard the sound of the trumpet, the people shouted a great shout, and the walls fell down flat, so that the people went into the city, every man straight before him, and they captured the city. Then they devoted all in the city to destruction, both men and women, young and old, oxen, sheep, and donkeys with the edge of the sword. And just as Joshua had commanded, the people marched around the city seven times, blew the trumpets at the appointed time, shouted a great shout, resulting in the wall falling down. God gave the orders. They followed God's command to the letter. There was no ad-libbing. And 22 through 5 of Joshua 6. That's Joshua 6, 22 through 25. But to the two men who had spied out of the land, Joshua said, "Go into the prostitute's house and bring out from there the woman and all who belong to her, as you swore to her." So the young men who had been spies went in, brought out Rahab and her father and mother and brothers and all who belonged to her. And they brought all her relatives and put them outside the camp of Israel. And they burned the city with fire and everything in it. Only the silver and gold and the vessels of bronze and of iron they put in the treasury of the house of the Lord. But Rahab the prostitute and her father's household and all who belonged to her, Joshua saved alive. And she has lived in Israel to this day because she hid the messengers whom Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. And just as Joshua had commanded, only Rahab the prostitute and all that were with her in her house shall live, because she hid the messengers who he sent. And then they devoted all the city to destruction, both men and women, young and old, ox and sheep and donkey, with the edge of the sword. This means no ad-libbing. Let's hold on to that thought for a moment. There might have been a little ad-libbing. Joshua chapter 6, verse 26. Joshua 6, verse 26. Joshua laid an oath on them at that time, saying, "Cursed before the Lord be the man who rises up and rebuilds this city, Jericho. At the cost of his firstborn shall he lay its foundation. At the cost of his youngest son, he set up its gates." Just as God had made Sodom and Gomorrah, which God made uninhabitable, God, through Joshua, has made this land uninhabitable. Nothing will ever grow in Sodom and Gomorrah, and the firstborn and the youngest son will not survive in Jericho. Joshua chapter 6, verse 27. Joshua 6, verse 27. So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame was all in the Lord. So the Lord was with Joshua because Joshua and the people with him obeyed God without ad-libbing. Remember my question about that. We'll keep that in mind for later. Their leader found favor with God and was famous in the land because Joshua, a leader, and the people with him obeyed God. I'm sure they are blessed. Numbers chapter 11, verse 33. That's Numbers 11, verse 33. While the meat was yet between their teeth, before it was consumed, the anger of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord struck down the people with a very great plague. Shows that God has the ability to pick out the troublemakers. Thus, he must have the ability to bless the true followers. Joshua 6, verse 18. Joshua 6, verse 18. But you keep yourselves from the things devoted to destruction, lest when you have devoted them, you take any of the devoted things and make the camp of Israel a thing for destruction and bring trouble upon it. Maybe this is what I was talking about. God speaks, but mankind feels that they would rather go their own way. It's a bad idea. Joshua chapter 7, verse 10 through 15. Joshua chapter 7, verse 10 through 15. The Lord said to Joshua, "Get up. Why have you fallen on your face? Israel has sinned. They have transgressed my covenant that I commanded them. They have taken some of the devoted things. They have stolen and lied and put them among their own belongings. Therefore, the people of Israel cannot stand before their enemies. They turn their backs before the enemy because they have become devoted for destruction. I will be with you no more unless you destroy the devoted things from among you. Get up, consecrate the people, and say, 'Consecrate yourselves for tomorrow, for thus says the Lord God of Israel, there are devoted things in your midst, O Israel. You cannot stand before your enemies until you take away the devoted things from among you. In the morning, therefore, you shall be brought near by your tribes, and the tribe that the Lord takes by lot shall come near by clans, and the clan that the Lord takes shall come near by households, and the household that the Lord takes shall come near man by man. And he who is taken with the devoted things shall be burned with fire, he and all that he has, because he has transgressed the covenant of the Lord, and because he has done an outrageous thing in Israel." Israel has sinned. It's a bad idea. They have managed to find a way to ad lib. God tells Joshua the details of the sin and the punishment for the one who has sinned. Now notice, it's one who has sinned, not all of Israel. "And he who is taken with the devoted things shall be burned with fire, he and all he has, because he has transgressed the covenant of the Lord, and because he has done an outrageous thing in Israel." Continuing on, let's look at Joshua chapter 7, verses 16 through 21. That's Joshua chapter 7, verses 16 through 21. So Joshua rose up early in the morning and brought Israel near, tribe by tribe. And the tribe of Judah was taken. And he brought near the clans of Judah, and the clan of Zerahites was taken. And he brought near the clan of the Zerahites, man by man, and Zebdi was taken. He brought near his household, man by man, and Ashan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zebdi, son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, was taken. Then Joshua said to Achan, "My son, give glory to the Lord of God in Israel. Give praise to him, and tell me now what you have done. Do not hide it from me." And Achan answered Joshua, "Truly I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and this is what I did. When I saw this among the spoil a beautiful cloak from Shinar, and 200 shekels of silver, and a bar of gold weighing 50 shekels, then I coveted them and took them. And see, they are hidden in the earth inside my tent with the silver underneath." Achan has sinned and caused all of Israel to be considered under sin. Bad idea. Now Joshua gets down to the job of finding the sinner by God's chosen method, lots. The lot falls on Achan. Achan tells Joshua all the details of what he stole and where he hid it. It will not help, though. God's punishment is going to happen. Continuing Joshua 7:22-26. Joshua 7:22-26. So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran to the tent, and behold, it was hidden in the tent with the silver underneath. And they took them out of the tent and brought them to Joshua and to all the people of Israel. They laid them down before the Lord, and Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan the son of Zerah, and the silver, and the cloak, and the bar of gold, and his sons and daughters, his oxen, donkeys, sheep, his tent, and all he had. And they brought them up to the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, "Why did you bring trouble on us? The Lord brings trouble on you today." And all Israel stoned him with stones. They burned them with fire and stoned them with stones. And they raised over him a great heap of stones that remains to this day. Then the Lord turned from his burning anger. Therefore, to this day, the name of the place is called the Valley of Achor. Achan has sinned. Bad idea. Now Achan is really going to be Achan. Sorry. Just could not manage to get past that. He will be aching, but not for long. He and his family, his extended family, his animals, his wealth, including his ill-gotten goods, his tent, even his cloak and all he had will be burned until destroyed. Only then will the Lord turn from his burning anger. Now all is right in Israel. As I said, sorry I could not resist the name pun. But make sure that you are following God's commandments and be saved through Jesus Christ, who was slain to wash away your sins. Thank you for listening today. We hope you have a great day.